Father God, we come in the mighty name of Jesus, giving thanks, praise, and glory to your name, Lord. Thanking you for this opportunity to stand before your people. We ask now, Lord, for anointing and consecration, and that you would open the ears and the hearts of all those in front of me as I attempt to share a word about you with them. We ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen. This morning, I would like to talk to you about the man that didn't want to come down off the wall. I would like to talk to you about Nehemiah. Nehemiah, who was a man from Jerusalem, and he had been away for a while, and he was in another land. In some kind of way, he came in contact with his brother, and he asked his brother the question, "What is the homeland like? What is going on in Jerusalem?" And the answer was, the brothers there, they're having a hard time. Jerusalem is in ruins. Jerusalem have been attacked. What happened was that Jeremiah's heart began to get heavy. And he was the cupbearer for King, I can't think of his name right now, but anyway, he was the cupbearer for the king. We know that a cupbearer is one that tests the wine. In essence, he tastes the wine before the king have an opportunity to drink it. A cupbearer is supposed to be a person that is jolly, that's happy, that give credence that everything is all right. You know how we go along and we say, it's all good. That's the way a cupbearer is supposed to be, that it's all good. But one day, when Jeremiah came up before the king, he was not jolly. He was not happy. The king recognized that something was wrong. And when he recognized that something was wrong with Jeremiah, this caused him to think. I ask you, what would you think if the man that tastes the wine that you're supposed to drink, and he come before you sad, and there's no happiness in him? How would you feel about the wine that you're about to drink? You would think that something is wrong somewhere. I don't know if it's with Jeremiah or if it's with the wine, or is there something within him that he's worried about that he did not want to share with the king? Well, the king questioned Nehemiah. Will you forgive me for that? Nehemiah had this ill look about him, but he was not sick. And the king wanted to know, well, what is the problem? You don't seem to be sick, but you have this sad look on your face. I don't know how many of you in the audience are from somewhere other than Los Angeles. But if you have a homeland that you have left, and your homeland have now become ruined, it's in ruins. Someone have attacked your homeland. Someone have destroyed all the things that was precious to you. Things that cause some of us to brag about, well, I'm from so-and-so or from such-and-such a place, you know? And you find out that people are not talking or saying good things about your homeland. This is what happened to Nehemiah. He had asked his brother, well, what's going on in Jerusalem? And his brother said that the people are not very happy in Jerusalem. That Jerusalem had been attacked and now in ruins. I say to you, how would you feel if someone, and let me use myself, if someone told me that New Orleans had been attacked and it was in ruins, that would bother me. My whole continent would change. I would not be happy. I would not be walking around saying, well, it's all good. I would be concerned about my family. All of the people that I have left back in New Orleans. It's a sad thing when your homeland have been attacked. And that's what happened to Nehemiah. And the king noticed that. And the king questioned him about it. Mm-hmm. And he shared with the king what his problem was. And the king said, well, what do you want to do, Nehemiah? He said, I would like to go back and rebuild the wall. I thought about when I was thinking about this, about Nehemiah and he want to go back and build the wall. I thought about our president. He so badly want to erect a wall. Well, the wall in Jerusalem was to protect Jerusalem, but yet it laid in ruins. Knowing our president, I wonder what would Los Angeles be like after someone had come and had thought about attacking Los Angeles. And we would be in ruins. How would we feel? First thing would come to my mind would be, is my family okay? Is everybody all right? Is my wife okay? Is my grandson okay? Are my sons okay? My granddaughter, is she okay? I just want to know what's going on and what has taken place. So I could imagine what Nehemiah looked like and why the king was concerned. And eventually, he found out what the whole thing was about. And he felt sorry for Nehemiah. And he allowed Nehemiah to go back to Yeah, Nehemiah to go back to Jerusalem.
Right.
That he would help to rebuild his homeland. Mm-hmm. The thing about that is that a whole lot of them had been dispersed, and God had chosen to lift his hand and let Jerusalem be attacked.
Yeah.
Take notice, my brothers and my sisters, that he lift his hand because of the faithlessness. I hope you're hearing me. Where is our heart? How do we feel about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Are we speaking to our God and our Savior? Are we praying to him each and every day? Are we praying for Los Angeles? Not only are we praying for Los Angeles, are we praying for our president and asking God to keep his hand on him, that we don't wind up being the statistic? I don't know how you feel, but I'm concerned about what he might do, or what he might cause others to do. I find myself praying for him every day, more than one time a day. I'm trying to say that no matter how you feel about a person that's in that position and what they are doing, I want you to consider and think about, how do you feel about yourself and your family? That's where your concern should be. That God would put his hand on him and that he would change his direction. That maybe he would come to reasoning within himself. And realize that we have a God that's able and allow us to be able to do all things. And that we could talk to our God about the situation. We could pray to God and ask God to forgive him for the things that he said to North Korea Prime Minister. We have to think about what he's talking about and what he say he's going to do to us. But I say to you, my brothers and my sisters, it's time that we pray for this country.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to be thinking about Nehemiah. Wouldn't come down off the wall. In a sense of speaking, we don't want to come down either. We want to stand tall and tell God all about 45. We want to ask God to forgive him. We want to ask God to strengthen him. We want to ask God to consecrate him. We want to ask God to anoint him. We want to ask God to allow him to know who you are, God. Let him find himself within where you are. I find myself praying for him consistently. I don't get angry with him. I don't get mad with him. Because I think that he's doing the best that he can. When he said 2 Corinthians, you know, that sort of caused me to think that maybe he never picked up the word of God.
Yeah.
And he never tried to read and see who our Lord and Savior is. You know, we those of us who are children of God, we got to learn to pray a positive prayer for those who do not know God. Because our God is an awesome God. He's able to do all things. All things. And far and beyond any other thing. I ask God each day to keep him in his will. Please wrap your arms around him, dear God. Let him feel the warmth of your arm, and maybe he might inquire of himself, why am I warm when it's so cold outside? Have you ever been warm when it was cold outside? Have you ever given all you have to God? I think I heard Reverend Tolliver say somebody, lift your hand up. I lift up both hands and say, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Here I am, Lord. I'm a servant of yours. Use me as you see fit. I have no reason or no nothing to step back. I'm a servant of the Most High. And just like Nehemiah, which his name meant comfort, God comfort. So think about how God comforts us each and every day. When we roll over and we rise up out of our bed where what we slept in last night. That's a comfort feeling to roll over and put your feet on the floor. And don't even think about that. They're not going to hold me when I stand up. We have a tendency to take some things for granted. Because we have that kind of God that he has already taken care of us. He always makes sure that we have equilibrium where we won't fall. Have you ever just gotten out to bed and just put your foot on the floor and just stood up and never thought about, well, hey, maybe that foot might not want to hold me today. Maybe something is wrong with that foot. I don't know about you, but I'm going to continue to praise and glorify my God. I'm going to glorify his name because he's such an awesome God. And he does take care of us. Not that he will, he does take care of us. Even sometime when we're not acknowledging who he is, he still take care of us. You know, God allowed them to destroy Jerusalem. That was a message. Jerusalem bared God's name, bared Jesus' name. And if God allowed them to destroy Jerusalem, God has, he does things in mysterious ways. He has a tendency to get your attention even when you don't want to give him your attention. He could do some things that would cause you to say, have mercy on me, dear God. Bless my children, dear God. Bless my wife, dear God. Bless my husband, dear God. Bless my mother. Bless my father. He make you think that, hey, you don't have it all going on, you know. I like that Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good. For the good. It's all good, y'all. Uh-huh. Yes, it is. Because he said so. Uh-huh. That is, if you love the Lord. How many of us love the Lord? Yeah.
right, all right, all right.
Praise God, bless your heart. How many of us each and every day call on his name? How many of us glorify him and thank him for who he is?
Come on.
And realize that he is an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a God that keeps us in his will. Can you imagine if God didn't have us in his will, what would happen to us? I ask God each and every day, just to keep me in your will. Use me as you see fit. It doesn't matter how you want to use me. Here I am. I'm a soldier. I don't know how many of y'all ever soldiered, but I'm a soldier. And when you're a soldier, you don't have a choice. You don't have no choice in the matter. When somebody say a treasure, you don't say, well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? Because you learn how to snap to attention. And that's the same way I think about our God. When he say attention, I snap too. I'm wondering, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. What is it, Lord? What you want me to do, Lord? I am your child. Use me as you see fit. God is truly blessing us all. He has given us a pastor that know how to glorify God's name. And he know how to lift us up to God and ask God to strengthen us and direct us. You know, we are all sisters and brothers. And we are children of God. Yes. And we're supposed to lift up each other.
That's right.
We're supposed to let each other know that we love each other. Uh-huh. You know? Yes. You're supposed to be able to turn to your brother or your sister and say, I love you in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. Stand here this morning to tell you, don't have no problem with that.
Right.
Don't dare have a problem with that. Because if God chose to not say that he loved you, or if he did not choose to touch you with that finger of life that morning, you would never open your eyes.
That's right.
You would not rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah had a heavy heart.
Mm-hmm.
The king was concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And Nehemiah told him that his problem was that his homeland was in ruins. He was concerned about Jerusalem, concerned about the people. The king asked him what he wanted to do. He said he would like to go back and rebuild the wall. How many of us have that kind of concern about our homeland or the people in our homeland or the people that we left behind? How much do those people mean to you? If they need help, would you go back? You know, when you say, send me, Lord, I'll go. You remember Isaiah?
Mm-hmm.
Send me, Lord, I'll go. Check yourself out.
All right.
No, let's rephrase that. Let us check ourselves out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And see whether we would go if God chose to send us back. Nehemiah's heart was so heavy, and the king recognized that. And he allowed Nehemiah to take off and go back and begin to build the wall. That he would secure Jerusalem from another attack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we take it for granted when Trump is talking about the wall, it might sound far-fetched, and it might sound like, well, he always, But I say, dear God, you take control. You know what we need. You know what we need. You never know who's coming to attack us. Think about this guy from North Korea. He's something to think about, okay? We've been there before. And I just want to remind you, we didn't win that war, nor did they win that war. That war was never settled, if you're not aware of Korea. Let's think about how we love the Lord and how he hears our cry. Let's lift both hands up to him and praise him and glorify his name. Letting him know that we give him all the glory and all the praise. Because he's that kind of person. That he could protect us from anybody attacking our homeland. Even if they attacked our homeland, he could protect us and keep us from getting hurt. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but I still think God is an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a dynamic God. He could do all things. We can do all things through him who strengthens us. You're talking about flexing your muscles or going to the gym and pumping iron. Get on your knees and pump some prayers. And let God know that I love you, dear God. I'm thinking about you, dear God. Here I am. Cleanse my heart. Build me up. Use me that I might be able to let my light shine. And someone else may see that light and just might be curious, what is this going on? You, what is this like? Got to learn how to say, I love the Lord. Yeah. Not only do I love him, he hears my cry. Right. He takes me wherever I have to go. Right. I'd like to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, to lift up the Lord. Yeah. Right. Keep your faith. Yes. Be a strong brother or sister. Lift up the one that's next to you, the one across from you, the one in front of you, the one behind you. The one that might have even said a cross word to you this morning. Bless his heart, Lord. You know me. Bless his heart. I don't care what you do to me, bless your heart. Because you may have not known what you were doing. But I still ask God to bless your heart. Because there is a tomorrow, and I might need you to help me stay in the course. Yeah. I love you, my brothers and sisters. Yeah. Thanks, God bless you. Let's continue to lift up each other. Amen. And ask God to strengthen us as we lift up Jerusalem and keep it from or help it to overcome the ruins that it's in. Let's just continue to pray. Amen. Continue to strengthen Jerusalem. All of us have a Jerusalem in our lives. Right. Here I am, Lord. I come from Jerusalem over there. Strengthen it. Pick it up.
That's right.
I love you. Bless your heart.
Amen, amen, amen.